This is Tate Peterson from the Reselectrics, and you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Tate Peterson from the Reselectrics coming up on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, everybody, it is the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, and our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Please check back often because there's all kind of cool stuff there that I know you're going to like. Artist interviews like you're about to hear right now, our daily rock and rant podcast, music shows, guitar videos, all kind of cool stuff is there. You also don't want to miss our live broadcast that we do each week on Rock Rage Radio Live with my co-hosts Lily V6 and Keith the Hawk Hawkins. We pick an interesting topic. We play some great original indie rock and metal, and we mix it up with the fans. It's a lot of fun, and you can find out more information about that at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. As I was saying at the intro there, we have Tate Peterson with us. Tate is the guitarist and singer for the band The Reselectrics, kind of a rock and soul Americana blues-based power trio. A little bit of a sort of Booker T meets the band kind of vibe. If you like the Jayhawks and bands like that, this is kind of the vibe that they've got going on. We're kind of like just very earthy, but really and great vocals, by the way. So we're going to play a little bit of their music here in a little bit. But Tate, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Hey there, thanks for having me.
No problem, my man. So, hey, where are you calling in from?
Oh, I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
Oh, okay. Okay. West Coast, but Northwest.
That's right.
Awesome, man.
Northwest.
So, why don't we take a little step back? Why don't you tell us a little bit about, how you got interested in music in the first place?
Oh, man. Well, that's a long story. It goes way back. I used to spend the time riding around in the car with my mom, and she would play the oldies radio a lot of the time, and I'd just listen to those classic songs, and I'd just have them stuck in my head all day, and I'd be singing along. And then my uncle is still a musician, and grew up in the 60s in the San Francisco Bay Area, and was sending tapes to me and my mom as I was growing up in the 80s and 90s. He'd send me tapes of like The Beatles and Crosby, Stills and Nash and just classic music like that. And it just got in, really early. And I started playing around on the piano when I was probably 4 or 5. And my mom immediately put me in lessons when she saw it was kind of happening. And that's kind of where it picked up from. And then it just never really went too far outside of my orbit. It just, it became something that I was really passionate about through high school, and decided to go to University of Oregon here in Oregon to study music. And that's where I met a bunch of people that I still continue to play with to this day.
Well, the project that you have right now, the Reselectrics, now how long have you had this project?
We have been playing together, the drummer / other lead singer and I, John, we've been playing together for about 10 years. We took it out of the basement about 9 years ago. So we played for about a year in the basement. We kind of had this don't put the cart before the horse kind of philosophy. So we spent a really long time kind of honing what we wanted to do. And then we started doing gigs about a year later. So 2009, 2010 was right about when we formed.
And you started out doing gigs. Now you guys did a record a couple of years after that called High Water. Tell us about, because I like that record. Tell us a little bit about that and sort of compare and contrast like where the band is now.
Oh yeah, well we've come a long way since High Water, because when we first started High Water, we had a keyboard player who also sang lead with us, and he helped us write a lot of songs. His name is Ben Morse. He he helped us write. In fact, he helped us write some of the music that's on the new album too. And so it was formed with John, Ben, and myself. The three of us were kind of a power trio with keys and kind of Doors kind of format. The Doors, you know, where they didn't have a bass player. We played out that way for quite a while. Then we got our first bass player, Andrew, and that's when we decided to go into the studio and create High Water. And so that is a real sort of snapshot of how the band looked maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago. And then there was a real shakeup. Ben decided to go become a firefighter. He was working, he's still working on hotshot crews, you know, on the front lines fighting forest fires. But so he, we kind of had to reform and figure out what to do from there. And we decided to go with the power trio format just to make it all make, you know, more practical sense on the road. And, you know, just, it's a lot easier to kind of, you know, make it work with three of us, especially touring and stuff. So, then Andrew decided to go to grad school. We got a new bass player, Bob Dunham. And that's kind of the 2.0 lineup. So the original lineup was the High Water group. Then John and I remained on, and now we've got the Open Seas kind of thing going. And so we're just kind of moving forward, sort of musically speaking, and just as far as the group is concerned, you know, kind of go rolling with the punches and growing.
So you and John are the like the core members, basically. You guys, you know.
That's true. John and I split lead singing duties, so it's, you know, when we play shows, we go back and forth singing lead and then harmonizing together. And Ben, our original keyboard player, used to sing lead as well, so we'd be three lead singers, very much like the band, one of our favorite bands, you know, one of our huge inspirations. We did three-part harmonies and stuff on the first album. Now we're, you know, we're two-part. We got two voices. Now we're kind of drawing a little more inspiration from, like, Sam and Dave, those kind of duo, soul duos and stuff. But, yeah, so you know, that's kind of where we're at now. And John is definitely a very strong part of it. And Bob, our bass player, really helps a lot, too. Bob is a really consummate musician and total professional, and he helps with arrangements. He's as much of an integral part of the group as the rest of us, I feel. So
excellent. I love the sort of rough and ready sound mixed with a sort of almost very kind of what's the word I want? It's kind of sensitive kind of songwriting. You know what I mean? Like the songs are kind of like if you would strip them down, you know, with an acoustic and, you know, they would be very beautiful and very soulful, but you guys bring this sort of like rough and ready kind of vibe to it, which adds a, like this great texture, to these really beautiful songs. So I want to, take a minute. I want to play Elevator Blues, which is the song that opens, the new record, but the band, you guys cover a lot of territory, I think, songwriting wise as well. There's a beautiful ballad. There's a ballad on here that's very Van Morrison esque. And the name of it, I cannot remember. I played the whole record today, but I didn't catch. You know, I'm not that familiar with it to know the name of every song on it. But it's just, I was like, whoa. This is like a whole Van Morrison thing going. Good.
Possibly a New Rising Sun might be the one.
Maybe that's the one I'm thinking of.
Okay.
But there's some great stuff on here, guys. But we're gonna play Elevator Blues for now. Great guitar work on this. Just like check out the production on this, guys. You're gonna love this. This is the Res Electrics Elevator Blues on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
The other side of heaven and the
It's like, if you're not up and dancing after that one, man, you got to be dead. That's a really great tune, man. And a little bit of Standells. Kind of going vibe. You know what I'm talking about. Kind of going on in there as well, man. That's his Resolectrics, guys. Elevator Blues from Open Seas, which is a dynamite album, and that is just like a little sliver of what is on it. It is absolutely fantastic. And I also want to mention one more time that the first album, High Water, is a really... You guys have like a water theme going on. High Water.
Well, yeah, actually, you know, it's true, because when we were trying to think about naming this new record, you know, we have a song on there called Open Seas. And it was actually the last song we recorded for the album. We weren't sure if it was going to be on there. I wrote it kind of the week of the studio session, and we learned it kind of in the studio, and it's the most spontaneous of the entire record, you know, the newest new thing that we have. And it just felt like a really good sort of progression. High Water, you know, there's a lot of river sort of water themes going on in early American music, you know, the river jump, like... jump in the river and drown, that kind of thing. Like those ideas really kind of swirled around in our heads when we were writing the first record. And, you know, the new one, just, it kind of picked up on that theme, and it felt like, you know, open seas means kind of the new horizons for us, kind of where we're going now with the group as it is.
And speaking, man, you just gave me an awesome segue. Speaking of open season, where you're going, what does the next like 6 to 12 months look like for you guys?
Man, well, we're planning on doing a lot of touring. We're going to hit the road and try to hit all the Western states by the end of the year. You know, we're going up to Washington and out to Idaho and Montana, down to California. Just want to spread this music as far and wide as we can. And, you know, we really seem to connect really well through live shows with people. You know, we'd get really high energy, and it's a lot of fun to connect with people live. So we're just going to try and get out there and do that as much as possible this year. And hopefully we're still waiting on some festival dates, and we're going to do a little tour with Matt Hopper and the Roman Candles and Josiah Johnson from The Head and the Heart in March, and hopefully make some new connections that way. And then just, you know, sky's the limit. Try and hit as many new places as possible this year. So that's the plan.
Okay, so that the fans don't miss anything, why don't you go ahead and like let them know your website, where to find you on social media, etc.
Well, you can find us at www.reselectrics.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at reselectrics, facebook.com/reselectrics. All of those places will have our most current tour dates and any news or new releases, because we will have also an EP of maybe 4 or 5 outtakes from the Open Seas sessions that'll be coming about halfway through this year. So that'll be announced soon, and maybe a new single as well. So
awesome, man. Anything you'd like the fans to know before we wrap up today's show?
Well, you know, we're going to be, if you happen to be out on the Oregon coast this weekend, we're going to be out there. I don't know actually when this podcast airs, but we'll be out there tonight, Saturday, February 23rd, and Sunday the 24th. And just hope everybody, you know, has a good chance to check out the music. And if you like it, drop us a line and come to a show. You know, we'd love to hear from you.
Awesome. And that website, guys, is reselectrics.com. I want to mention something here before we wrap up for today. If you have not hit the share button on the podcast, no matter where you're listening, iTunes, Spotify, wherever, there's everything, every app, whatever, has this little share button. You all know what they are. Just quickly hit that share button, because if you're listening to the Reselectrics and you're going like I am, going like, oh my God, these guys kick freaking ass, then your friends that you're partying with on social media, their chances are they're going to like them too. So this is how you can do your part to really make sure that great music is gets promoted and that people know about it, and more people come to these guys' shows, more people buy merchandise, etc., and keeps them in business. So that's what it's all about. So hit that share button. Tate, thanks a lot, man, for hanging out with us today.
You're welcome.
You got a minute to hang out. I need to wrap up the show, but I need to do a little business with you when we're done. You got a minute?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Guys, Tate Peterson and his band, Resolectrics, just a dynamite group, both albums. You can, there's a Bandcamp site with them too, where you can hear both records. And I highly recommend checking out the first record as well. It is another record not to be missed. Just that great, he compared themselves sort of to the band. It has that great vibe to it that there's a level of excitement to this band that I think is that you definitely want to check out. So resolectrics.com. All right, guys, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is ludinirockandrollcircus.com. Hey, and speaking of keeping great guitar-driven music alive, I'd like you guys to hang out with me on a little more intimate way. I have a group with a lot of other cool people that are really into music, and you can find out more about that at lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. That is lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. You're going to get some free music, some free video. It's a cool community of folks, and you're really going to like it, and it's a great way to sort of show your support for great guitar-driven rock, and you can do that at lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. Guys, we have had another ball of fun here with our interview with Tate today. This has been a lot of fun, and I'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.